Good afternoon. This is Dr. Jay Klein. I am the Dean of the College of Fine Arts here at Eastern New Mexico University. And as always, it's my pleasure to let you know the programming we have coming up for you in the very near future. And today, I have a very special guest, a friend of ours from afar, Miss Jessica Burr. Hello, Jessica.
Hello, Dr. Klein.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, you're coming to us from an island in the West Atlantic.
That's right. You may have heard of it. It's called Manhattan.
Yes. And you've been here at Eastern for about a week or so now.
Yeah, just over a week. Mm-hmm.
Why are you here?
Well, good question. Because you invited me here. And yes. I'm very grateful, actually, to be here. I've been having a wonderful time directing a play called Burn, Crave, Hold with your students of theater.
And they're having a great experience. We know that. Now, Burn, Crave, Hold, that's a play that's going to be produced 1 week from tonight.
Easy does it, Dr. Klein.
Okay. 1 week from tonight at the University Theater Center in the Studio Theater at 7 o'clock. 1 week from tonight, but Burn, Crave, Hold. What's it about in simple sentences?
It's a play by Matt O'Patterney that is based on the life and poetry of James Wilde. James Wilde was a war correspondent for Time magazine for 40 years. He started in French Indochina, and he covered the Vietnam War and everything, basically every tragedy that happened between Vietnam and the Gulf War,
yikes,
including Ethiopian famines.
Yeah. Sounds like a million laughs.
Yeah. There is a lot of humor in the play, and it's a very physical piece. I've spent time with the kids developing an ensemble. So they're learning how to work together as actors, how to take cues from each other, and how to build place on stage. The play takes place over... the play is divided sort of into four sections, and so we're building these four places. One of them is Paris in the 60s, which is fun and elegant and musical and lovely. Then we've got Congo and Vietnam. So the kids are really having a good time defining their space and learning a lot of tools, I hope, while we build the show.
Now, as I understand, this is the first time the show has been produced outside of New York City.
That's correct.
And the work is generated by your professional theater company, the name of which is?
Blessed Unrest.
And tell us a little bit about the kind of work that you do with Blessed Unrest. You're the artistic director, no?
I am. I co-founded the company in 1999 in New York City, and we're a very process-based, ensemble, physical, experimental theater company. We also travel. We have a sister company in Kosovo, so we do bilingual plays and tour them around the Balkans. But we're very focused on process and physical exploration of the world.
Yes, and it's going to be a very different kind of experience for our audience. We don't really see this kind of work so much at Eastern or even in the region, so we're very excited.
Yeah.
How's the process been for you working with our students who are new to this?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think the form of theater is changing, and I think in a larger way.
Oh, yeah. You can say cutting edge.
Okay, we're on the cutting edge of this. We are. We're pushing a certain envelope. You know, the work that we do is in response to a certain kind of theater training and a certain style that's been prevalent in this country really since the 1950s, which is very sort of method-based.
Indeed.
Naturalism.
Indeed.
Nothing against naturalism. It's
work
a beautiful form.
Well, we are all very excited. And thank you so much for coming. And remember, 1 week from tonight, running Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7 o'clock and Sunday at 2, Burn, Crave, Hold in the University Theater Center. Thanks to all of you, and I'll speak with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.